It's a pleasure to be here to visit with you on a subject that I think you might find a bit interesting. And I titled it An Expensive Bale of Cotton, not knowing when I put the title together several months ago what that expensive bale of cotton would be. I have to thank PCCA for supporting me in this effort, and now we'll go into a story. A few months ago, our international sales manager, Carlos Garcia, received a FedEx package, quite small one. It was from one of our textile mills in a foreign country, a mill that we provide approximately 100% of the cotton to them. So a mill that we're very concerned about how they process the cotton and how the cotton works there. In that package was a small piece of fabric. And here you can see, this right here is where I cut out a sample to do some analysis. But you may not see here a defect, piece of foreign material. I'm sure you in the back of the room are definitely not going to see it. Where'd my mouse go? Here we are. And here's another one. If we look a little closer, you still can't hardly see it. But it was significant enough for that customer of ours. They made yarn, and it went to a knitter. The knitter was concerned enough about it to send it back to the mill and say, "What are you sending us in your yarn?" And they sent it back to PCCA. Well, you can see it a little bit better. We get it closer, and here we see it. So let's get into some magnified views. And here is some blue material that doesn't look like it's spun into the yarn. Another one of one of the other examples, and then our last one. And the interesting thing is right here where this material followed the yarn as it was spun, but it still hangs out on the outside. And so we wondered about whether or not it could have been occurring in the mill, and the mill just said it was in our cotton. And looked at some of the dusting equipment and saying, what if we tried to see how that does react in our textile mill? And so I took some, and you can see a little piece here, it's very difficult, some red here, laid it in the saliva as it was going through the drawing frame, and then took it over to the spinning frame to see if we could spin it. Our spinning frames have trash cleaning equipment to remove trash prior to making it into yarn. But the interesting thing is it spun into the yarn, went through our trash cleaning equipment. And here you can see it sort of wrapped around the yarn. And here's a little bit of it hanging on the outside. Gee, it's similar to what we saw in the fabric. And then we had it woven. Makes a nice defect, a little larger. And we had some of the red here, too, that was off of the cleaning equipment. We also went through a knitter out at the International Textile Center, and you can see how you can make a lot of defects in a hurry. Well, we wondered about that, but then another FedEx package arrived to our international sales manager. It was from a different mill in a different foreign country. And what did it have in it? It had fabric with a defect here. There's some down in this area. I'm even having a trouble finding some of them. But they were all scattered throughout the area. They put tape on it so that we could see where that little defect is. And you can't use that in garments and get first-class price for it. And here you have another defect, and you can see it here in this particular fabric. And then a nice long one, red one, a little close up, if you can see that. Pictures over there are better than what's on the computer here. Well, about that time, I was been working with people at International Textile Center. They knew I was concerned about this contamination, where it might come from and so forth. And having gotten it from two different textile mills, we knew it probably was in the cotton bale. And as I was going over there one day, they said, "We got something to show you." And here you had a defect in some of their ring spinning tests. And as you look at it closer, you can see it is wrapped around it, similar to what the other defects and how we came up with ours. But the interesting thing is, this is not West Texas cotton. It was not our cotton. It was from a different part of the U.S. So it's not just a West Texas problem. Well, since it was ring spun, they had roving, and you had defects here, here, and here. Or if you look at them closer, you can see a little bit of fiber colored blue. And the technician took this to his supervisor and was showing it to him, and they eventually showed it to me. But the supervisor asked the technician to go look at the bale of cotton and see if you can find anything in that bale. And he did. Very small amount of fiber. You can see how size of it as compared to a quarter. But that makes defects in fabric and makes it off quality. Well, we wondered from looking at it and so forth if it might be somebody used a binder twine or something like that to hold down part of the module or do some form of handling it in the covering. And so I couldn't find any blue in Lubbock. Evidently, it was all sold out, the stores I called. So I tried, got some of this red, and then we went out to ITC and used this spectrometer, put a small sample in this area, and then we'd take some, just a small amount of the blue, get all the fiber off of it, put it in the unit, and get a curve. And this is the, right here, the polypropylene peak. And so then we looked at this, which is supposed to be polypropylene, got another peak, put the two curves together. And that pretty well gives us an indication that we're having some foreign matter getting into our operation. And it could come from this binder twine, or it might be coming from some of our ropes here. Now, I have to thank people at ITC, the technicians, supervisors, and so forth. And I don't have a price to tell you as to what the cost is of an expensive bale of cotton. I never did approach management and say, "Would you ask the mill to bill us for what the problem was?" I wouldn't think they'd go for that. And we never have gotten a bill back from the mill or from the mills for these making defects in the fabric. But it evidently came from, may have started at the producer level and then went through the ginning process, and it doesn't take a lot of material to upset a customer. Haven't checked back to try and find any bales. This first one was about a 10,000 bale shipment to this company. And it's a customer we want to maintain and keep. But they get a little upset when you have defects or material in your cotton bales that doesn't belong there. And so we wanted to point out to you what a small amount of material that shouldn't be in the cotton bale was in it, and some of the problems it can create for us. We're not sure that this story is finished yet. We may end up with comments later on from the textile mills. Hopefully we don't. Maybe we won't. But it can reflect on the cotton that is shipped out of our area, not just on the cotton that we sell, but the whole area, or eventually it could be the whole U.S. as to how they look at defects in their fabric. And that's my story for this presentation. Thank you.
Does anybody have a quick question? Yell loud.
At the textile mill, I have no idea how many bales it was in. I think it was just in one bale that was blended with many bales as they process it into yarn. So it can, you can say that contaminated a small amount of many bales. And for those of you that couldn't see it on the screen, if you'd like to, I have here that you can look at later on the fabric to see how small a defect can cause a problem for you. Both, all samples were from foreign mills in two different countries. And they're pretty good customers of ours. We want to maintain that. Yes, sir? The bales are U.S. cotton from our marketing area. Hopefully not from your gin. It wasn't from yours, was it? Oh, okay. We've eliminated one gin.
We don't use blue.
You don't use blue. Go ahead, Zach. I just wanted to see if you had the TBI on the bale. First off, let's follow that. The mill spun it into yarn. They shipped the yarn to a knitter. And by then, the information of the mixing and so forth totally lost. So, no, we don't have a PBI on. I wish it did. We could go back and track it and find it at somebody else's gin. Yes, you're talking about in the open end? Oh, I don't know. I can't answer that. We did not go down to the mill. Some of our people have been there previous times. And they talked about us coming down to this, going to this country to look at it. But we did not. We tried to communicate with them that we were looking at the problems and so forth along that line. But I do not know if they're using yarn clears. But I'll have to say at Littlefield, we had yarn clears. And I was able to put it into the yarn and wind it up so it... It might, but when they first found this, of course, they stopped it and saved samples for us, or at least eventually for us to look at. And I have all those with me if you like to see them afterwards during the break. Yes, Charles?
Traveling around outside the United States, I've been going to places like China, Bangladesh, Thailand, and Indonesia.
Well, thank you, Charles. These mills did not have a lot of people going through their cotton. They're sort of like our textile mill, where we lay the bales down and we expect them to be clean and free of contamination. And I think that's the thing about it, that we need to keep as much as we can all contaminants out of the bale.